If economy is the global lexicon holding all nations, all peoples to a point, a goal, a purpose, power creates a universal jungle. But this destroys society, as Polanyi says, and with it, happiness, while creating a global consciousness. Market ethics are only utilitarian in Bentham sense, i.e., to create that which creates happiness to work, up to a point. It manufactures scarcity, true, so it keeps the cattle herded, but it exposes the fundamental violence of the system while creating a global audience to that violence. How does turning the world into a heartless jungle promote happiness? This trick can only be accomplished if our thoughts are made and given us. Bentham defines happiness as happiness to work, to instill industriousness in the people. And you can see this clearly when you put together these two statements of his about the role of government. He says it is to increase want, to make the physical sanction of hunger effective, and to make the greatest happiness of the greatest number its purpose. He said it was the only proper end of government. A mill to grind rogues honest and idle men industrious, Bentham said of his panopticon, because it destroys our connections with each other and allows the master to keep our attention. So how do we turn our heads? How do we break that hold and see each other again? And lastly, 9. The panopticon means total control, total hold of our thoughts, ensuring that the majority tend to obedience, which requires that the people attend to power's message. We have to be a captive audience, but the new terms require that our subjection be, quote unquote, freely given. It is the tendency, the constant pressure toward obedience, yet with the least expenditure of energy, Bentham said, that can hold a majority, constant pressure towards obedience. Meanwhile, we renounce having any say at all about the world we live in. And as a result, look around. It's not a pretty sight. So it's totally logical that power wants us to keep our focus narrow, that it trots out people like Richard Wolff to encourage us to keep our frame right on the community we live in, to not care about our brothers and sisters who create the cheap stuff, to keep the rest of us in harness, and not just in a material sense, equally in a heart sense, a spiritual sense. When we don't care about our brothers and sisters in China, it also means we don't care about our brothers and sisters stuck in meaningless tasks right next to us, right in the same communities we live in. It's the panopticon. Keep your eyes focused on economic growth. Ignore what your body says, which is, I don't want to do this anymore.